I'm back with Rachel Neiman again. And we've just been talking in between the last post and this one about the way that so much that happens in social media is non-critical. And that what happens when you have an issue like swine flu pandemic is that getting it wrong, that the stakes are much, much higher than they are with people talking about Peter Andre and Katie Price. You know, that all of a sudden it's not that opinion is far less significant than fact.
Yes, I think that's absolutely right, and I think that's where it's very difficult for us to always get the balance right in our use of social media, because I think there is a caution about ensuring that the message is not diluted or misinterpreted, and yet we want the message spread. So there's a slight tension there between getting out into social media spaces and getting the message spread through blogospheres, through the blogosphere and through other outreach media, and trying to maintain the integrity of the original source message. I don't think there's any answer to that, but I think there does need to be an awareness that the source message may get misinterpreted.
Do the Department of Health have a blog of their own? Are you from within the department writing about this stuff online?
No, we're not blogging per se. I mean, what we are doing though is maintaining fully updated content on all of our existing sites. So the place to go for information on swine flu would be nhs.uk or direct.gov.uk, which are the two primary public-facing channels that we're supporting in getting the information out. On the DH website itself, information is much more aimed at health and care professionals. So there are different audiences that we're catering for, and different audiences have different needs.
What I pick up from you is that you are passionate about getting this right. That the critical nature of this is. You know, only too clear that when we're facing a pandemic of which could be incredibly serious or might be less so with the right controls in place, that if the information is screwed up and the message is hijacked, you know, there are fairly serious implications of that. But also that you understand that the need for the kind of that sort of democratic information flow to be resourced rather than that we can't stop it. It's there, so we need to understand it. And I'm getting that from a lot of people in government, and I'm really excited about the way that the civil service across the board is wrestling with these issues. And, you know, I'm glad you're in the job that you're doing. I'm glad that you are thinking hard about this stuff. And I'm hopeful for where that means we're going to go.
Good. Thank you very much.